듣기 5회 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 녹음된 내용을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Haley, you know that our group assignment deadline is on Friday? I think we need to review the report together.
I think so too. Why don't we meet after school?
Sounds fine. Where shall we meet then?
2번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brandon, are you coming to Claire's birthday party tonight?
Of course, but I haven't decided on her present yet. Did you prepare anything for her?
Yes. Claire once said she'd like a scarf or earrings, so I bought a scarf for her.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm your tour guide Jason Miller. Are you ready to ride a fantastic hot air balloon? Soon, we're going to float with the breeze hundreds of meters up in the air. Before getting in the hot air balloon basket, I'll explain the safety rules for the ride. First, don't do anything that can cause a fire. There's a propane tank inside the basket, so a fire could cause it to explode. Second, always listen to the pilot when he gives out safety reminders during the flight. Third, during landing, place all of your personal items, such as cameras, into your bag. Unstored items can cause injury due to the impact of the landing. Please keep these safety rules in mind to avoid the risk of an accident. Happy travels!
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Baker, will you come to the neighborhood meeting tonight?
Maybe I will. What's the topic of the meeting, by the way?
We'll discuss building rooftop vegetable gardens on our apartment buildings.
That's a great idea. I've always wanted to do vegetable gardening.
Yeah, we can grow and share fresh organic vegetables.
Right. Working on the gardens together, we can build a sense of community.
We'll also have beautiful green spaces on the rooftops. Easy access to nature can relieve our stress.
How nice! And I read that rooftop gardens help to reduce the dust in the air.
Really? We can make a positive contribution to the environment.
Definitely. Rooftop vegetable gardens on our apartment buildings seem pretty beneficial in many ways.
Our neighbors would love to talk about it.
Yeah, I hope they also support this idea.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mrs. Wilson. I'm Marcus Cooper. I was hoping to see you.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Cooper. Peter's mom recommended you.
Thank you for visiting. Peter is one of the best players in the class.
Wonderful. My daughter also wants to learn to play badminton.
Has she ever played before?
No, she hasn't. But she likes sports very much.
Great. There's a beginner class every Tuesday and Thursday at 5 p.m.
I think the schedule is fine for her. Is there anything she has to prepare for the class?
She needs a pair of indoor sport shoes, training clothes, and a lightweight racket. A heavy racket might cause a shoulder injury.
All right. How can I register my daughter in the class?
Just fill out this membership form, please.
Okay, I will. Thanks. Hi, Robin. Did your family move into the new house okay?
Yeah, I spent the whole weekend arranging all the stuff in my room. Would you like to see a picture of it?
Sure. Oh, it's really neat. The round light hanging on the ceiling is so cool.
Yeah, the light makes my room unique.
Right. I like the slogan poster above the bed. It says, "All we have is now."
That's my favorite phrase. What do you think of the striped rug on the floor?
It's a good match for your room. There's a bookshelf next to the desk. It's full of books.
I like reading novels. If you want, you can borrow some.
Thanks. You also put a whiteboard on the wall behind the laptop.
Yeah, I try to write things down so that I don't forget what I should do.
What a good habit, Robin.
Rachel, our company's sports day is in a week now.
Right. Let's check if everything is ready.
Okay. I've confirmed the reservation of the soccer field in Central Park. What about the participation gifts?
I purchased 100 t-shirts online and they're arriving tomorrow.
Good. I'll pack a t-shirt in each gift bag along with a bottle of water and some snacks.
Thanks. Oh, shouldn't we order sandwiches for that day?
I already ordered them from Oliver's Sandwiches.
I remember that the food there was really tasty. There's nothing else left to prepare, right?
Oh, I forgot to buy first aid kits. We need several more just in case.
Don't worry. I'll buy some kits after work today. There's a pharmacy near my house.
Thanks a lot. Now everything seems perfect.
Hi, Mark. How was the book fair last weekend?
It was great. What about you? Did you have fun at your family gathering?
I sure did. Moreover, my uncle gave me 2 tickets for Henry Jackson's concert. Will you go with me?
Oh, really? I love his music and lyrics. When is it?
This Sunday. Are you available?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, but I'm not.
Why not? Oh, do you volunteer at the library on that day?
No, that's on Saturdays.
Then why aren't you able to go to the concert?
Actually, I registered to participate in a charity marathon.
A charity marathon?
Yeah. My entry fee for the marathon will be used to build schools in Africa.
That sounds meaningful. I hope you have a wonderful time there.
Thanks. Enjoy the concert. Welcome to Koala World. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like to buy admission tickets. How much are they?
They're $30 for an adult and $10 for a child.
I'd like to buy tickets for 2 adults and 1 child. Oh, what's this koala encounter photo?
You can get up close to a koala, and a professional photographer takes a photo of you posing with the koala.
It could be a good souvenir for my son. How much is it?
It costs $10 for a photo with a frame.
Good. Please give me 1 ticket for a koala encounter photo.
Okay. You want to buy admission tickets for 2 adults and 1 child, and 1 ticket for a koala photo, right?
Yes. Can I use this coupon for a discount?
Sure. Then you'll get 10% off the total price.
Thanks. I'll pay by credit card.
(10번) 대화를 듣고 하트포드 리버마켓에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, the kids want to go out this weekend. Do you have any ideas?
I heard Hartford River Market is a good place for families.
River Market? Let's search for it on the internet.
Okay. Look at this blog. It says 100 sellers set up their own shops alongside the river and sell handicrafts, local produce, and tasty foods.
Oh, it would be exciting to look around. When is it held?
It's open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Shall we go there this weekend?
Great. The location is on 6th Avenue. It'll take less than 1 hour by car.
Good. Look at these pictures. There are activities for kids.
Yeah, the blog says hands-on experiences are available, including making a kite, painting a clay pot, and feeding a pony.
Kites would be great. After making a kite, we can fly it together.
Good idea. They'll be really excited.
I hope the weather will be nice that day.
11번 더 텐스 인터내셔널 써니베일 플라워 페스티벌에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. Do you want to have a wonderful experience this beautiful spring? Then visit the 10th International Sunnyvale Flower Festival. This year, the festival will be held from May 1st to 7th with the theme of flowers, peace, future. It'll take place at Sunnyvale Lake Park. 200 companies from 35 countries will participate to promote their flowers, and visitors can enjoy diverse flower collections and decorations. Magic shows using flowers will also be performed, and fireworks will light up the night sky at the closing ceremony. Tickets for the festival will be available on site, but you'll get a 20% discount when you purchase a ticket online. Join this festival and make unforgettable memories with your loved ones.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 주문할 의류 건조기를 고르시오.
Honey, why don't we buy a clothes dryer? I think it would be convenient in any weather conditions.
That's a good idea. I heard it's a popular household appliance these days. Let's find one online.
Okay. These are the 5 best-selling models. Why don't we choose one from here?
Sure. I don't think we can afford to spend more than $800.
I agree. We're on quite a tight budget this month. Then, which capacity do we need?
I think a 14-kilogram dryer is too big for just 2 of us.
Right. Let's choose a smaller one. Some of the dryers have a smart function.
What's the smart function?
Using that function, we can check the laundry drying progress with an app It seems convenient.
Then let's go for it. That leaves us with two options left.
A metal one would go well with our house.
Perfect. I'll order that one. Jane, have you chosen classes for the next semester?
I've almost done, except for the science subject area, Mr. Collins.
Oh, are you having difficulty choosing your two science subjects?
Yes, biology was an easy choice, but I don't know what to choose between physics and earth science.
Your dream is to become a bioengineer, so I think studying physics seems better.
I know, but I feel less confident in physics. It sounds really hard.
Hey, don't give up before you even try. You might find it more interesting than you think.
Yeah, but I heard that there's lots of math involved in physics.
You're a hard-working student. Why are you so worried?
Honestly, I'm a bit worried that I can't get a good score.
Getting a good score is important, but learning physics will help you to study bioengineering later in college.
Hey, Sam. These puppy badges are so cute. Where did you get them?
Actually, I made them with my club members for our project.
What kind of project?
We're planning to raise money to rescue abandoned dogs.
How caring of you. So are you going to sell the badges to raise money?
Not exactly. We're going to start crowdfunding next week. These badges are the special gifts for our supporters.
Crowdfunding? What's that?
It's raising money from a large number of people through the internet.
So, you'll promote your project on the internet?
Yes. I'll upload a video to a crowdfunding site. The video shows how desperate the stray dogs are and what we'll do for them.
Great. More people can understand your project and donate.
That's right. And these badges will help our supporters remember the project.
Let me know the site. I'm going to be the first to donate to your project.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 존이 엠마에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emma is a college freshman, and John is an advisor helping Emma with her college life. Emma lives in a dormitory with her roommate, but their lifestyles are totally different. Emma is an early riser, but her roommate is a night owl. She keeps the lights on until late at night, so Emma can't get a good night's sleep. At first, Emma doesn't want to confront this issue, but it starts bothering her so much that she asks John for help. John thinks that Emma's roommate may not even notice this problem, and Emma needs to communicate about this issue with her roommate first. So, John would like to suggest to Emma that she openly talk about this matter with her roommate. In this situation, what would John most likely say to Emma?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Welcome to Health Digest. I'm your host, Ellen Parker. Today, I'd like to share with you traditional remedies that your grandma might have used. These remedies have been thought out of fashion, But medical experts say they may actually work. Here are some good examples. First, when you have the symptoms of a sore throat, gargle with salt water. It can reduce swelling in your throat and relieve some of the pain. Second, when you're suffering from dry skin, take a bath with oatmeal. Although it sounds weird to bathe in something you might eat, oatmeal baths can help moisturize your skin. Third, when you have pain from a sunburn, apply aloe to sunburned areas. Aloe contains soothing substances that can help with burns. Fourth, if you have nausea, drinking ginger tea is an effective aid. Compounds in ginger may work in a similar way to anti-nausea medications. Listeners, you can try these time-tested remedies before heading to the pharmacy for medicines.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Welcome to Health Digest. I'm your host, Ellen Parker. Today, I'd like to share with you traditional remedies that your grandma might have used. These remedies have been thought out of fashion, but medical experts say they may actually work. Here are some good examples. First, when you have the symptoms of a sore throat, gargle with salt water. It can reduce swelling in your throat and relieve some of the pain. Second, when you're suffering from dry skin, take a bath with oatmeal. Although it sounds weird to bathe in something you might eat, oatmeal baths can help moisturize your skin. Third, when you have pain from a sunburn, apply aloe to sunburned areas. Aloe contains soothing substances that can help with burns. Fourth, if you have nausea, drinking ginger tea is an effective aid. Compounds in ginger may work in a similar way to anti-nausea medications. Listeners, you can try these time-tested remedies before heading to the pharmacy for medicines.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 증상이 아닌 것은?